This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Okay, in every businesses, there's the supply and the demand side.
The most interesting thing that I've heard somebody say in a long time, because you're 100% right, and it blows my mind that almost nobody talks about it.
Okay, so here's my issue. I don't have any problem with the demand portion.
Okay.
Okay, the minute I go out there, I open my mouth, I'll get the business.
You don't know how to fill the pipe.
Yes, and I don't know how to duplicate myself.
Because you can't.
I can't.
I don't know if you heard.
Yes, I know that, but I really need to automate my business and duplicate myself so that I can go home and have a holiday.
I understand.
So what
do you... There's only two things holding you back. Your inability to operate or your ego. So we just have to dissect it with a couple of questions. What do you sell?
I'm in consulting.
Great. Why haven't you hired more people to consult?
I have.
Good.
But they're just not up to it. They're just not up to the level.
Hold on. Up to whose level? Yours or the client's?
The level that I set as the basis to benchmark as what I offer as my service.
So you, real quick, who's hiring these people?
Me.
Okay. So let's play this game together.
All right.
What's about to happen is you're about to get exposed to yourself, and then you'll be able to win. You're playing a very fun game of, you've got a big fucking ego. I mean it. You've got to wrap your head around this. You're hiring, you've created an arbitrary benchmark that nobody's hitting because you have put yourself on a pedestal at the mercy and the detriment of building a bigger business. Because you want to self-fulfill that you're so much better. Play with me. You can't, think about what you, go ahead.
I'm not willing to lower my standards.
So don't scale then. Be a one-woman shop.
I believe I can do more. I believe we should duplicate this. I mean, I've got the models. I've got everything there. I've basically templated everything that I do. So all you need to do is take the template, follow the SOP, and let's go out, hit the market.
How many employees have you had at the height?
12.
And how many do you have now?
2.
And was it customers firing or them?
Me.
You.
And at one point, early this year, everyone left. And I'm fine with that.
Why?
Because they realized that it was the wrong place for them to be. And I realized that I can't, there's no point for me to keep anyone when they can't do the job. And I'm prepared to go there.
Have you thought about the possibility of you being a great consultant, but a terrible boss? I'm asking.
I have that reputation, I know.
Okay, so thanks for answering. Look, I think you have, I'm being serious with you. And the reason I went right at it, I want you to win. It's a game of ego. What people don't understand is that is the problem for all the reason I've been able to scale VaynerMedia, many think that I have an ego. I play on confidence, which is what allows me to scale because I don't hold everybody to an arbitrary metric that has no reality other than what's playing in my own head. To me, if you're the one firing or they're quitting because the work environment is exhausting because you keep pounding the drum of some fake Mendoza line of quality needed that you are the judge and jury of, and it's some interpretation of how you decide they follow the template, you're just scratching your own ego of how great you are at the detriment of your business. The reason I have 800 employees and high retention is I don't hold any of them to my standard because they don't need to be me to build an actual business. You need to decide if you want to build a one-woman shop or an actual business. And can I tell you something? there's nothing wrong with the one woman shop. The way you'll scale is you may charge for content, you may write a book, you may start getting paid more to speak. You don't, maybe you don't, you know what I mean? And when, even when I say it, when I see you react, you don't need to build a 40 person consulting shop because maybe you don't like it. It's not that you're a bad person, it's that you don't wanna lower your standards. And if you're stuck in that, well then monetize a different way by expanding a more around you versus trying to build out an actual business around it. Do you know what I mean? And that's okay, doesn't make you a bad person. As a matter of fact, you'll probably be disproportionately more successful because you're being self-aware and enjoying being the one person band and making your money that way. You don't have to build VaynerMedia, you don't have to build Bain & McKinsey. Be you and be your best self your way and enjoy it.
And I noticed that you, I think you're probably one of the great philosophers of our modern age, I think, from away from branding, away from marketing. And I've loved your content with like Ryan Holiday and stuff like that. I'm wondering if at some stage you may write a book away from, as I said, the marketing and social media stuff, more about sort of your life lessons, like the famous three words, you're gonna die, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Good. I'll buy it.
I think yes, and I think you clearly kind of see what's going on. I think I'm writing a book called Perfectly Parented. It's a parenting book.
So you're right, you are writing?
I am writing that. I think I'm doing some pretty hardcore philosophies and then blending it down into a little bit more tactical and subject matter. Yeah. I think I'm gonna evolve, right? Like, I think even if you look at early Wine Library TV, I'm starting to throw life lessons into the, it's a wine show and I was doing it. Right now I'm into this marketing thing, but my intuition is yes.
Yeah, that's great, because I think like 500 years from now, whenever, I think you'll be remembered as a philosopher more than a marketer, I think.
You know, I think my ego is very happy with you right now.
But remember, ego is the enemy,
But I would tell you that it's how I think of myself much more. I think my stuff is very heady, philosophical. What saved me from being too heady is my love of execution. And I think I've forced myself lower down the funnel of my philosophies to make them tangible and useful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I have heavy themes in that world, which is why it feels native to you. And I do think that the people that, if you listen carefully to even today, people are getting a lot more value out of my structure of thinking than I gave you some tidbit. You know, I love when people are like, Gary V, you suck. You know, I love this, this is my favorite. Why don't you give us like an actual piece of advice, enough of this hustle and go and la la la. And I always laugh, I'm like, dude, and I reply, because I love it. I'm like, dude, Google it. Like, you can Google anything tangible. You wanna learn how to use hashtags, you wanna learn how to edit YouTube videos, you wanna learn how to create Snapchat filters. You don't need a guru to sell you an $80 ebook. It's free, it's called google.com. To me, I think the stuff we talk about philosophical is imperative because it becomes your life's strategy, which then dictates your activities. Like, him not being impatient and going wide is disproportionately more valuable for his business than me telling him to use, you know, red in a post on LinkedIn that will convert, you know, 1% higher. That matters too, but nowhere close to the stuff we were talking about earlier. So I appreciate it.
No worries. And the I've got on my phone that you're gonna die. It's a very hard one to explain to the kids sometimes. That when you see it,
it's powerful, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is. Yeah.
It's, I don't know what everybody here is thinking. The reason that lovely lady in the back with the tech product, right? I'd rather her fail on her tech product than regret never doing it, because the regret is gonna eat her alive. And that's why I think about you're gonna die. Like, I don't know what you guys are thinking. But whatever the hell you wanna do, I highly recommend you do it. Because if you spend time with old people like I do, you will figure out real fast, it is your biggest vulnerability. It will be the thing that kills you when you can't do anything about it.
I'm actually a psychiatric nurse in practice and also a founder of this brand called Regacy, because Regacy means Raisin's legacy, so I want to create my own legacy.
Okay.
So now that I'm actually in doing freelance coaching, training and speaking, motivational speaking, I would like to actually ask you, if you were me, within the next 2 to 3 years, because I plan to leave nursing, because I find that I have a lot of potential, and I believe I can do even more, not just helping the mentally ill and even my mother who suffers from schizophrenia. I want to help people around and impact lives as well and inspire them. What would you actually suggest, or what would you do if you are in my position?
And you want to leave in 2 or 3 years?
Yes.
I would save money.
Save money.
Save money.
Okay.
And produce content to create awareness for when you leave. And I wouldn't spend money on dumb stuff, because when you go make that jump, you want to be in the most safe place financially, right?
Yes.
So I would save money and produce content.
I have been producing content, which is what I call the Regacy Show. So the Regacy Show is actually where I interview entrepreneurs, successful entrepreneurs, actors, even just now I actually interviewed Shad as well. And I interview a lot of people. I already have done only 11 episodes for now, but I am doing more, because I'm actually using Facebook Live to do it. Because
okay.
I feel that Facebook Live has always been a negative component, where people actually use it to see people jumping down or accidents and stuff like that. So I want to use it as a value adding content. So I'll use it, and then after that I convert it to YouTube, and then I will share it on YouTube and let people watch as well.
Okay.
So yeah, so this is the thing that I'm doing. And one thing is, I want to actually scale it up. I want to have more people to watch it. I want to have more viewers, and
well, there's two things you have
yeah.
to do. Make more shows.
Okay.
And be more interesting.
Okay.
Because don't forget, you're doing something very interesting to me. You said that you have the potential to be very motivational, that you want to help people, this, that, the other thing. But then your first execution in media is to trade off other people's equity. It's an insight. There's nothing wrong with it. No different than the last conversation we had. There's nothing wrong with anything if you have good intent. Mm-hmm. But you have to be thoughtful and ask yourself, if you have so much potential to be so motivational and bring value, why did you go down the path of having guests, which is always the quickest tell to needing something else to drive content versus just being on yourself and up here? And it's important for you to be honest with yourself. Maybe you're trying to get your legs underneath you. There's nothing wrong with it. But the way you framed it up, where you converted your name into legacy, and your first move is to interview other people, which is the real driver of it, the first thing I would say is, do not jump until you're ready at a place where you can command an audience by yourself without leveraging somebody else. The reason I knew that I was gonna win in business content in podcast was 99% of podcasts were people interviewing other people, which means the host is the commodity and the guest is the draw. There's so many subtleties in everything that we're doing here. You gotta look for them, because they're really interesting tells to what's really going on, right? Like the last wonderful lady next to you that I'm excited. To me, that's gonna be the thing I think about on the flight. I'm like, I think she's gonna win. You have to get to that place when you realize if you're the one making the rules and nobody can hit it, that needs to be thought about. What does that mean? Same for you. If you're gonna make that jump, especially when you have the audacity to convert your name into legacy, that you need to be good enough before you jump into not being at the mercy of somebody else.